After we completed the Triad recording sessions for the Force album, I listened to the tracks a lot and really had to do some soul searching on where I was musically, and came to the conclusion that it was time for me to make a change and leave the band. This was a tough decision. I loved those guys, and I loved the whole fact that we were successful and doing shows, and we had an album that we really could have put out and sold a lot of units of, but I just had to do what was right for me. So I told the guys and went on my way. Moved to New York, wrote songs for a while, and just kind of regathered myself after 6 or 7 years on the road with Force, playing 300 nights a year. It was a grind. I put a new band together in Florida, assembled some great players, and immediately went into the studio. We went into Morrisound Studios in Tampa. This was their first studio before they built their big, gigantic complex. It was a very cool, intimate little place. And the first song that we did there was a track called Long Way Down, which I wrote kind of a sarcastic look at a horrific event, but I thought it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and that's kind of where it was. So the new band was Kent Fasick on guitar, who was a buddy from Blind Man's Bluff, who Leroy, my drummer, also played with in Michigan. So I knew both of those guys. John Beebe was on keyboards. And I started with Sean Quint and moved on bass, and then moved to Sean McNabb. So on this track, I believe this is Sean McNabb, but I'm not exactly sure. I think it is, though. I'll have to recheck my timing. But anyway, here's the first track of this little demo session that we did at Morrisound 1985. And this is Long Way Down.